Okay, let's begin. Today we're going to start with Daf Yud Gimel. We have to skip. That's how we do it here. Yeah, that's how we have to do it. That's how we got to do it. It's a Daf Yud with homework. Every day we have to start with the Daf. That's how we experimented. So we start with the Daf. We'll try to do a whole Daf. Whatever we don't do, will be homework. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Amrav. Okay, it's Daf Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Today is Daf Yud Gimel. Let's try to do the whole Daf. Okay, Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. It's top line, second line. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halacha, Krabi Yehuda. So Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Paskins, Halacha is Krabi Yehuda. So what does that mean? That means that when are you allowed to eat Chametz or Pesach until the end of the fourth hour? The fifth hour, Toilin. Toilin means you don't eat and you don't burn. And the sixth hour, you burn the chametz, right? So this is Rabbi Yehuda in contrast to Rabbi Meir. Because what did Rabbi Meir say? Remember from yesterday, Rabbi Meir says that you're allowed to eat chametz all the way until the sixth hour, end of the fifth. And the sixth hour, you burn. There is no zman, there's no toilin. Toilin means they have an hour where you don't eat, but you don't burn.
Okay, that. What's the exact Taishu?
Toilin means to hang. It means, so what does it mean hanging in this context? Nishtahi nishtaher. Exactly. So along comes Rav Nachman, and he says the name of Rav Haloch is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we go like Rabbi Yehuda with the,
what is that?
Haloch is Rabbi Yehuda. There's something called toilin. Okay, next. Amalei Rav Lav Nachman, V'nei Mar Halacha Krabi Meir, the Sos Lom Tanachav Osei. So Rav is a very strong question. Why? Why do you pass him like Rabbi? Let's pass him like Rabbi Meir. We have a general rule because we have a Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah follows a Tana that is a statement. Rabbeinu HaKadosh has made a very powerful statement how we pass him. And we're going to show now that we have a Stam Mishnah, which appears to Paskin like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So how can the Amoira, Rav Nachman, Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when Rabbeinu HaKadosh beat him to it? And he already Paskin like Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbeinu HaKadosh never explicitly said Halach Rabbi Meir, but he said a statement, which the statement clearly indicates that he goes like Rabbi Meir. Now what is the statement? Ditnan, the Sos Natan HaVosei, Ditnan with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, during the time when you're allowed to eat, you are machil, you are allowed to feed your animals. Now what's the deal? The deal is, which mashma, when you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to feed chametz to your animals. Why would you not allow to be feed chametz to your animals? Because you would be obligated to burn it. Let's get a little bit of deek. It's not absolutely clear what the Mishnah says, how it's mashed like a meir, but the Mishnah says this: as long as you are permitted to eat, you are permitted to feed. Now, that's not the deek. Deek is now, what's the implication? The implication is, when you're not allowed to eat, you are not allowed to feed it to your animals. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that true? That's not true. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, during the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat, but you are allowed to feed it to your animals. It's in the sixth hour when you're not allowed to feed your animals, you have to burn it. So from the implication of this Mishnah, it's clearly Mashter, Rabbeinu HaKadosh is passing like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Shemud Lechem Machel Machel. So obviously, if we have a fairish Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, so Gemara says, no, this Mishnah, Gemara says, is not like Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah is like Rabban Gamliel. Hahi lav stomahu mishum the koshia mutter. Now this is the sugya, not our sugya, perik su kol shah, which is the end of the Masechta, if I'm not mistaken, right? Kol shah is, second paragraph, coming up soon, right? Mishum the koshia mutter. Because this Mishnah, to make a short, long story short, it says, if this Mishnah was really going like Rabbi Meir, it would say, kol shah, she'oichel machil. The word mutter doesn't fit. If you were writing the Mishnah and you wanted to say that during the time when you eat, you're allowed to feed, when you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to feed, you would write Kol Shah She'oichel Machil. Kol Shah, which the implication is Kol Shah She'ein Oichel Ein Machil. But that's not what it says. What does it say in the Mishnah? Kol Shah She'muter Le'echel Machil. So the word mutter is extra, which aroused the Gemara's curiosity. And the Gemara says that this Mishnah really is going like Rabbi Gamliel. Now what was Rabbi Gamliel? He was the third opinion mentioned in the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Gamliel talk about? Truma. He said that there's a difference between Chulin and Truma. Basically, Rabbi Gamliel paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that the fifth hour is Toilin, but, big but, only Toilin for Chulin. There's no din Toilin for Truma. During the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to eat truma, since truma is kodesh, and it's also to destroy truma unnecessarily. Rabbi Gamliel says, during the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat chulin, but you are allowed to eat truma.
So kol shemut
means that. So kol shemut, the extra word is mutter is extra to indicate kol shemutter koyhanim leechol truma. A Yisrael is allowed to have hanon and feed his animals. So that extra word mutter speaks volumes. Tells us, well, as if the Gemara says you make a big mistake. You thought that you have a stam mishnah like a mayor. Nope, you're wrong. This is a stam mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel. Not like Rabbi Meir. So if that's the case, the Gemara here says that I'm not exactly clear why we don't right away. It's the Stam Mishnah. It's the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel. So not exactly sure. So it's a Stam Mishnah. So I guess the answer is that just because you have a Stam Mishnah, you don't automatically say you pass like a Stam Mishnah if it's not a mainstream opinion. I'm just guessing.
So I don't understand. How is a truma chometz?
What?
Truma is grain.
No, it's not. You make grain into bread. You have grain. Let's think. What happens? You give the kohen your grain, right? You go to the field, you cut.
You give him your grain.
And what does he do with it?
He makes bread out of it.
Oh, it's exactly. He makes bread out of it. Exactly. So we have a kohen, and it's Erev Pesach, and he has bread, truma bread, right? That's simple. So you have truma that's chametz. So the Gemara is saying Inechnam, it's a Stam Mishnah, but just because it's a Stam Mishnah, when you have a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Gamliel, then the Halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel. Just because you have a Stam Mishnah, the only time you say Halacha is Stam Mishnah is when it's a mainstream opinion. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, they are mainstream. Rabbi Gamliel is a Das Yachid. So we don't necessarily pass them like Rabbi Gamliel just because it's a Stam Mishnah. But the Gemara here has another reason why, another very important reason why we should pass him like Rabbi Gamliel, because he is the compromiser, the Machria. And we always like to make compromises. That's a very good thing. You have to be Machria. Now, why is he Machria? Because what he's basically doing is a compromise between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, you're allowed to eat chulin all the way until the very end, until hour 6. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't eat chulin until hour 6. You got to stop toiling. What does Rabbi Gamliel do? He makes a pshara, a compromise. There are things that you can eat, and there are things you can't eat. Chulin you can, truma you can. Generally speaking, throughout Shas, whenever you will have a machlekes tanoim, and you'll have a third opinion that makes a compromise, ruba de ruba, we pass like the machria, the one that makes the compromise, the one that makes peace. So now the Gemara there says, Zem machalokam gamil do havle machria. So the Gemara gives a yisoid. The Gemara gives an answer. This is very important yisoid. This is a yisoid in machria. So he said back, or Rav Nachman said back, no. He said back to Rava. Rav Nachman said back to Rav, right? Amalei, Rav Gamliel lav machriyahu tam denav sheka amah. This is not called a machriya. In other words, the only time you have a machriya, Rashi explains, is when you have a tana. If Rabbi Meir would say, you're not allowed to, you're allowed to eat chulin, and you are allowed to eat truma until hour 6. And then Rabbi Yehuda would say, you're not allowed to eat chulin, and you're not allowed to eat truma. If they would both make mention of truma, and then Rabban Gamliel would come to the rescue and say, chulin, you can't eat. But truma, you can eat, that's called a machriya. When the Tanakama, when both Tanoim mention both of the issues, and the third one comes to make a compromise, that's called a machriya. But when the Rabbi Yehuda and Meir here, they never made any mention whatsoever of truma. Wasn't mentioned. You can eat until hour number 6. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't. Toilin. They didn't discuss it. Rabbi Gamliel is the one who comes along and invents a whole new concept called the truma. So even though technically speaking, theoretically, he is a machriya compromiser, but this does not fall into the category of halacha. When you want to paskin halacha, and we have a klal, the klal is halacha kedivri hamachriya, that's only where you follow certain guidelines in the Mishnah, where the Tana Kama, on the second Tana, they make mention of the basic halachas, and then there's a machriya. But when the Tana Kama on the Bar Plugta, they make no mention of the halacha of Truma, now the first one that makes mention of the halacha of Truma is going to be a third party, that is not called the machriya, where we follow the rule halacha kedivri hamachriya. So one more time, let's look at the Rashi very quickly. Look at just the point. There's a very interesting site. Rashi here says lav machriyahu. Okay, it's a little bit a few down ones down in the Rashi. Lav machriyahu. Okay, the Rashi will come on perikin. We learn this off chaf aleph. Then achruas tashlish machras. It's not v'ho achruas tashlish she. There are mayor. This is a new third party. This is a new opinion. Why? Because the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, loy airi. They never discussed truma that the nahave shay chilik bein zmani truma lizman chulin klal. They never discussed the issue whatsoever. So you can't say the third person is the machriya. The I have it tanan if. We would have learned in the Mishnah, Meir says, Echol Chulin Echol Truma would make mention of Truma Kol Chomech. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Echol Chulin Vi Echol Truma Kol Arba, Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer Chulin Kol Arba Vi Truma Kol Chomech, oh, that would be called a Hachra, because they would mention it. Avon Hashta, the Inu, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Idkor Truma Vi Chulin Klal. They never mentioned the word Truma. For Loi Golu Daitam Sheye Shum Remes. They never revealed there should even be a havamina, that there should be a difference between chulin and truma, din lechalik b'neim, lav achrosi eladashlisha. So if we don't consider him will to be a third, to be a compromiser, we consider him to be a third opinion, and then his opinion does not have any more weight than the first two opinions, and that's why this is not going to be a factor in telling us how we pass in life. Okay, so that concludes this little shtul gemara. So what do we have here? That's right. In the three opinions in that matter. So what's the bottom line? So something we have over here, all we have over here so far is we have the Gemara starts off with Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Rav Nachman said the name of Rav. Halacha Kirebi Yehuda. Period. And don't go tell me, oh, but there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. No, it's not. That's a Stam Mishnah like Rabban Gamliel, and we don't pass like Rabban Gamliel. And this is also not in the category of Machriya because it's a Das Shlishis because there's no mention in the first two opinions. Now we have a new version of the Gemara. Nibo Yiseima, Rav, Diyamar Kiaitana. When Rav told us, when Rav Nachman said, name of the past, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, you're getting carried away here. He didn't mean to paskin this halacha of chametz, this halacha. He didn't mean to paskin this halacha, but he meant to say, this is what really he meant to say. Here the more explains. Here's the case. Let's say Erev Pesach Shechal Lihiyos B'Shabbos. Right? We had that, when was that, last year? Mm-hmm. 2 years ago? Not last year. 2 years ago? When was it? 2 years ago. Not last year. Erev Pesach Shechal Lihiyos B'Shabbos. Mevaren says, Shail is, when do you do B'dikas Chometz? When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so when do you do Birchom? When do you burn the Chometz? Not B'dikas, when do you burn the Chometz? Because technically speaking, you're allowed to have chametz all the way until Shabbos, right? You get up with a sikin, and you daven early, and you have a suda, you have shalosh shuris. So you're allowed to have chametz all the way until the very end. So what do you do on Friday? Friday is not Erev Pesach. Friday is the 13th. So Erev Pesach, the Shchal Yisrael Erev Shabbos, Mevarnes HaKol Mufnei HaShabbos. So get rid of everything. Only thing you leave over, is just the bare minimum. You just leave over enough chametz that you're going to eat for your Shabbos soon. But all of the chametz you have to burn, you have to destroy on Friday, on the 13th of Nisan. Now, here's the big dilemma. What about Truma? And generally speaking, this is very common. This will be the next stuff, Yudal, the next stuff, discuss this in much more detail, some of the issues. But Shum is Kodesh, has Kedush, has sanctity. You're not allowed just stam to go and destroy Shuma. You can't do that. You have to be Nizrin, the Kedush of Shuma. So Bishleimo, when Erev Pesach is on a regular day, so you have no choice. It's also Bachila. Once it comes Chatzos, it's Asa Nachila, so then you're allowed to burn it. But here, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos...
No, you're allowed to burn it, you have to burn it.
You have to burn it. But now, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you can't burn it, and when are you burning it? You're burning it on the 13th, the day before, and now you have Truma. Ho-ho, wait a minute. Who gives you the right to go? Once in Chulin, okay, there's no big deal. But Truma is Kodesh. Who gives you the right to burn, to destroy Kodshim? Truma is a Kodshim, so to speak. It's not Mamash, but it was Kodshim. Who gives you the right to burn it 24 hours in advance? Maybe, if you have Truma, just make sure that tomorrow morning you daven v'sikin and make a Kiddush, and make sure that all the people in the shul, who are Kohanim, of course, you have to have only Kohanim, will eat your Truma before the day is over, because you don't have a right to go and burn and destroy Truma in advance, 24 hours in advance. Not so pasha to destroy Truma. So here's the issue. And the Tanakhama says, you know what? The Sarfin, you can burn everything on Friday. Even Trumois, Tameois, Tuluyois, Sutaros. Tameois means Zvadei Tamei for sure. Because Truma, Tamea, you can burn whatever you want. And you can burn Tuluyois. And what's the Suffolk? You have Truma, it's a Suffolk. If it's Tamei Atar, what's the Halacha? You're not allowed to burn it. What do you do normally during the year? You have Truma, and it's a Suffolk Tamei Tahar, you let it rot. Because if it's Mamish Tamei, you're mechuyev to burn it. If it's Tahar, you're not allowed to burn it. So if it's a Suffolk, what do? You let Yerkav, you let it rot. But here, so it's Tuluyo, it's Erev Pesach. So now you can be Makel, you can burn it on the 13th day of Nisan, a day in advance.
Suffolk Truma is Tameas Tuluyos?
Number one, Tameos number one, Tulios number two, and there's an incredible Chiddush. Number three, Utehoyrois.
Oh, they let you burn it.
Unbelievable. Not only can you burn Tameh, that's for sure, and not only can you burn Tulios, which is a Chiddush, right? It's a Chiddush. You can even burn Truma Tehoyra on the 13th day of Nisan. Ad Kedei Kach. Why? Because Pesach is coming, and that's why Chazal allowed you. But what should you do? Leave over from Truma Tahor, if you're a Kohen, just enough food to eat for your Shabbos morning meal, like we do. Get up nice and early, you daven kevasikin, and then you come home early and you eat before the Zman Isser Achil, like what we're accustomed to. Meshairin Minat Tahoros, Mosan Shte Sudos. Now, here is the point that we need for our Gemara, which is misleading. Kedei Lechol Ad Dalid Shos. Now, the Iker Chiddush of this price is what? Is to teach you the Chiddush that you're allowed to burn, that when Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, you do a Biur on the 13th day, and the beer can include Truma. Incidentally, this Derech Agav, leave over enough food for tomorrow, and when will you eat that food? Until when will you eat the Truma? So what will you tell me? Well, that's Machloikis, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says you can eat chametz until the end of the fifth hour, and Rabbi Yehuda says he chametz until the fourth hour. What does it say here? Incidentally, this is not the Ikar Chiddush of this Baisa. Then save your Truma for tomorrow and eat your Truma until?
Dalet Shos.
Like who?
Yehuda.
Like Rabbi Yehuda. But that's not Diga Chiddush. Diga Chiddush over here is that you can burn Truma Tahoira on the 13th, and but save over some Truma, and you can save it until the 14th, and even until Dali, like Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei, who says this? Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. This is different than Yehuda. Elazar ben Yehuda, period. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda says this. Ish bar Tusa, he lived in a city called Tarsus. Okay. Shomar, he said this of Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. He said this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Amulai, the Rabbanan did not like this. They thought that this is an extreme chiddush. The ghost said that you can burn Truma Tahira Erev Pesach on the 13th. Amulai, Tahirais. Ha ha. One thing, I'm going to let you burn Tumayos and Taluyos. But Truma Tahira, it's Kodesh. Tahirais, Lo Yisrafu. Don't do it. Shema, Yimsu Lachan Eichlin. Listen, you have plenty of time. Got plenty of time. You got a suit at night. You got a suit in the morning. There are kohanim. Go to shul. You'll find kohanim. You'll have them come over to your house, and they'll lead up your truma. Amalahen. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbanan, No. You're not going to find anyone. If there was a kohen available to eat it, he would have eaten it by now. Kvar bikshu v'leimatzu. The people there, Pesach. They're looking for people. No one saves the chametz. All the bakeries already closed in the middle of the week. They're already in the middle of the week they closed down. Then no one's going to. You're not finding anyone to eat it. Kvar bikshu v'leimatzu. Amulah. The Rabbanan said, no, you'll find. Shemachot v'chaim olanu. Even though there's no one in town. But maybe they're outside the city walls. And tonight they'll come in. They'll learn it. Amalachem, no, that's ridiculous. No one's coming in. Because if you really are going to hope for miracles, that people are going to come in from outside. They're going to come all suddenly. The next morning you're going to find new people you never saw. You have Shafa Golem you never saw before. So you know what? We shouldn't, according to your logic, we shouldn't even burn Truma Taluya Sufik Tameh. Because maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come, and the Mavare all the Seikos, and he will reveal to us that it's not really Tame, it's really Tar. Amalachem Ludivrechem, Avtulis Lo Yisrifu, Shema, Yava Eliyahu, he'll come, the Yitarum, he'll tell us that it's really Tar. Amulai, the Rabbanan said, no. A Koyein may come from outside the Tchum, outside. But Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming. How could that be? Achakalei b'chol yom sheyavai. Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Because people are too busy. They're busy.
He's talking about on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, but right. They're not going to come. Even Erev Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi won't come.
We're talking about coming on Shabbos, right?
Well, it's for it, and certainly, let's look more. It says, "Amru Shema Yaveli Vitam Amru Lo Kvam Muftach Lohem Li Yisrael." It's Muftach. Here, my son, it's a guarantee. Scary Gemara. Muftach Lohem Li Yisrael She'en Eliyahu Ba Loi Be'Arve Shabbosays V'Loi Be'Arve Yom Tovim Bibnei HaTayakos. People are busy preparing for Shabbos, and Eliyahu is not going to go take away a shter the Hachana for Shabbos Kodesh. Unbelievable. He'll come on Shabbos.
Ain't good. This is the only Erev. This was coming on Shabbos.
That's what I just said.
Right, but he's not going to come tomorrow either.
Why not?
Because tomorrow is Erev Yom Tov. It's Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. So Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming Friday, and he's not coming on Yom Tov, and not coming on Shabbos. This Shabbos is not coming. Because this Shabbos is a scary thing. Normally, think about the good Drasha for Rav. Normally, the most that Eliyahu HaNavi won't come is only Erev Shabbos, one day. But in a year where it's Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, he won't come 2 days in a row. Because Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov.
So he's not going to be
Taluya is burn. If you have Tumah Tameya, burn it.
Because he's not coming.
And Taluya is not. But Tahoyrais, don't burn, according to the Rabbanim, because maybe a coin will come from outside the wall and then you'll give it to him. Amru, they said, the Rabbanim said, Lezazu Misham, they didn't leave this the base medrash, Ad Shekavu Halacha, they paskin the Halacha, they established, they wrote the Shulchan Aruch, they're on the spot, Halacha, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yehuda, Yishpar Tusa, Sham Mishra, Yeshua, they paskin the Halacha, not like the Rabbanan, but like Rabbi Elazar, that you are permitted to burn Truma Tahoira Erev on the 13th day in a year where Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos, an incredible chiddush, you can burn the Truma Tehora 24 hours in advance, even though it's a davar chomer adam oy to burn Truma Tehora. In this instance, Chazal said you can do it because it's not shaykh, someone's going to eat it, and the melel is no longer the shmur. We're not going to lamdus now. It's another sugya. There's no the only time you're not allowed to burn is lamdus. Why are you allowed to burn it? The only time you're not allowed because it didn't shmir. It was shmarten shumoisai. It's totally in the shmira. When you're mechuyid, really, see, there's no technical issue in burning. This is just a short lamdus. Why are you not allowed to burn it? The reason why you're not allowed to burn it is because you're mechuyid to guard it in the state of tahara. But once there's no longer in shmira, then you're allowed to burn it. So since over here it's Erev Pesach, and there's no din shmir because it's chametz, the din shmir is off. Maybe you're allowed to burn it as well according to Rabban. Okay, so paskin. Now the Gemara wants to go to an extreme. So the Gemara here is the point that we need to our Gemara. Our Gemara is not concerned about truma. We're not concerned about Erev Pesach Chalias v'Shabbos. We have one issue. The issue we learned yesterday, the issue of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and they argue. Erev Pesach, is it hour 4, hour 5, hour 6? Is there something called Toilin? And what does it say here? It says here in a year, it says the fourth hour. So once we're passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, save. What did he say incidentally? Save Shuma, Mazon Shtei Sudois for tomorrow. And what you're saving for tomorrow, you lead until the end of the fourth hour. Like a Yehuda. So my lava filu le'echol. We pass in like Rebbe Elazar bar Yehuda, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua, filu b'nogad, the truma for tomorrow until the fifth hour. A raya like Rebbe Yehuda. And so we see over here that Rav holds like Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rav Nachman Amar Rav said. That's what he meant to say. But Morris says, no, you're getting a little bit carried away. Papa, no, that's not what he meant to say. When Rav Nachman Omar Rav Paskin like Rabbi Lozar Bar Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, he only meant the primary chiddush. What's the primary chiddush? You're allowed to burn truma 24 hours in advance. He never meant to say the secondary chiddush. The secondary chiddush was save the truma for tomorrow 4 hours. No, not that, not muchach. Maybe once you're saving the truma for tomorrow, you can eat even until the sixth hour, like Rabbi Meir. He only meant to pass in like the primary chiddush. It was a good try. It was a nice try because he said really two things, primary and secondary, but we only meant the primary and the secondary. Okay, Vaita. Now we go to Nusugya. Now we go to Nusugya Vyaf Rebbe. Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself also, Sava Lohod Rav Nachman, he also holds like Rav Nachman, that says that you're allowed to burn, this halacha Rav Nachman, that you're allowed to burn Truma 24 hours in advance. Where do we see the Rebbe said this? The Amar Rav, and here we go. The Amar Rav in Bar Rav Ado Amaisa B'Yodim Echa Shevke. This Gaya means a sack, a suitcase, a leather suitcase, Malei Chametz, full of Chametz, Eitzel Yochanan Chakoykoha, Near Yochanan Chakoykoha, V'Nagvu Achbarim. And this knapsack, this sack, was perforated by mice. For yechametz mevatzbeitz v'yotzei, and it was chametz that was leaking from this sack, was being destroyed, being lost. V'bolufnei Rebbe, here's what we need. They came to Rabbeinu Hakadosh. What should we do? It was erev Pesach. It was in the morning. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. When I said they said Rebbe holds like Rav Nachman, we mean like Rav Nachman, the first version of Rav Nachman. Of Halacha Krabi Yehuda Mamish. Not the second version, like the first version. Halacha Krabi Yehuda. Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds like Rabbi Yehuda. You can eat chametz until the fourth hour, until the fifth hour. But the fifth hour is toilin, because it was a maisa, the person was guarding chametz, and the box was sprung a leak, and the chametz was being lost. And they came to ask Rebbe, what should we do? It was Erev Pesach. So Rebbe said, listen, it's early in the morning now. It's only 6 o'clock in the morning. Don't, maybe the balabas will come back. Don't do anything. The Baal of Nerebi, wait, maybe the Baal HaBayis will return. Shmiya Amalei Hamtein. Shlishis, the third hour, Amalei Hamtein. Revius Amalei Hamtein. Chamishis, in the fifth hour, Amalei Tzeh Moich Rabashuk. Go sell the remaining chametz in the market. Sell it. And why do they tell him why? Why? But if you hold out to be mayor, you can wait until the sixth hour. So my, now first of all, oh, let's see, very good. Who is he selling it to? So who is he selling it to? A yid or a guy? So the Gemara says, my love. He told him in the fifth hour to sell it, my love. Lenochem. He told him to sell it. My love, Lenochem. Who did Rabbeinu HaKadosh tell him to sell to Goyim? Why did he tell him to sell it to a guy in the fifth hour? If you hold like Rabbi Meir, you can sell it to a yid in the fifth hour. Right? What was the whole issue? The whole issue, Yavav Yerabak. So the back sprung a leak. You have an obligation to be matzel to save the box, to save the chametz. So you can redeem it, you can salvage a loss. So he told them go salvage by selling it for someone to eat. So if Yehola can be mayor, he could have told them to sell it to a yid in the fifth hour. The fact they told him to go goy must be because now it's also biachil. Sell to a gemut b'hana. My love, eat it. If you hold like Rabbi Meir,
until the sixth hour.
You can eat until the sixth hour. So a yid can eat it during the fifth hour. So we are assuming he told himself to a guy. Why did he tell himself to a guy in the fifth hour? Because once the fifth hour has arrived, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, and you're not allowed to eat it. So my love, the Nachem.
Then it's telling me to a guy. Maybe it's telling me to a yid.
So that's the Gemara's kasha. But since it's the fifth hour, my love, the Nachem. We make that assumption. My love, the Nachem.
One person could eat.
Let's assume it's one person, one family. He's selling it to a yid, a chalid, a family. Right, it means to sell to whoever can consume. There's a market. Not like today. Today,
before this is grain or something.
Let's assume it's edible. It's edible on the spot. Let's you're right, yes, you can, but let's assume that it's ready to eat. Did you ever pass the bagel store? I always come back from dining the bagel store, Erev Pesach, it's packed. People are hopping around that last breakfast. And there's a market for people willing to eat until the very last minute. There's such a market. Right. My love, Nachem, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a pshat. He's selling it to a yid. To be mayor, it's not a raya. Nachnami told him the fifth hour to sell to a yid. Really? But if it's a yid, so why sell it? Take it for yourself. So that's the gratitude that now we understand the most have amina. If you're the guardian. If you're the guardian, buy it yourself. The fact that you're selling it, you're not taking it for yourself, you must be selling it to a guy. You yourself can't eat it.
And you tell, maybe it's the type of currency that we might eat.
We're assuming you do like it. If it's good for someone else, it's good for you. So the fact that you're being told to sell it, because you can eat it. You tell me sell it to a yid. Tell it to a yid, so take it for yourself already. So the Gemara says, a new yisoid. We come now to a yisoid in Chesha Mishpat. Yishum Chashada. If you are the guardian, okay, learning him Sechel Pesachim, now in Chesha Mishpat. If you are a guardian, you're a shomer, and you want now the thing that you're guarding is getting lost, it's getting destroyed, and the only way you can salvage, you can save the balabas from a loss is by converting it into cash, liquidating his assets. You're not allowed to liquidate it to yourself. You have to sell to a third party because chashad. People are going to assume that you're taking advantage. Mishum chashada, the time you gavet staka, a gavet staka that has food, perishables, and you got to liquidate the perishables, convert them to cash. Don't take it home to your wife and children because they'll be choisha that you're stealing from staka. Ein shein lachem aniim lachalik partim lachem others ve'ein partim la'atzim. Gavet tamchui, same idea. You have a tamchui, a plate of food wholesaler. Shein lachem aniim lachalik moichem lachem v'loim moichem la'atzim. Mishum shenemar ve'yisem nikiyim. Hashem u Yisrael. Isn't that this parasha? When's the parasha? Whatever. Hashem Yisrael. Amalei Yabal Kore.
Yeah.
Where's that parasha? Where's this pasuk?
Kiseitze.
Okay.
Isn't
this parasha?
No. It's by me. Give me some.
Ve'yisem Nikim. By me. Belamid Beis. This parasha.
No.
V'nichma sharetz lifnei hashetz. This is parsha, not this.
This is parsha.
Okay. In Yom Yomah, parsha Shavua. Ve'yisim nikim meishum shavu. That's right. Amal of the barbara master of Yisrael. But fairy shavu is fine. That concludes the mar. Amal le'rav. So therefore, what do we see? The war is more maraskana. You have a raya. You have no raya. You have no raya that will go in like Rabbi Yehuda. You have no raya from the story the way you presented it. But we have another version of the story. The version of the story that we have, different version, was that Rabbi Yehuda, they came to Rabbi, and Rabbi said, sell it to a guy. To Rabbi Yehuda, explicitly like rabbis. If you have the version of the story, the vague form of the story, and Nechem, you have no raya. But when you revise the story with our version, then you have a Nechem, right? Rabbi, the vital Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef, come on, Ozah Hashmai, it's new sugya. The Rabbi, like whom goes the following sugya that we're about to learn of Rabbi? The answer is, it's going to go like Rabban Shimon ben Gamli. Now, what's the story? Down in the Mishnah, Mafkin Peir says, here's the sugya. A person, this is going on a tangent, after we just said, a person, your guardian. I am guarding your fruit. Afilu hinavudin. After fruit is decaying, that's it, too bad. Don't touch it. You have no right to touch it. No, if the fruit is decaying, you can sell bezin, because if you do nothing, it's going to be worth zero. You'll sell it in the market in front of bezin. A shtrich bezin will sell for you, and at least you'll convert it to cash. You're going to save the owner loss of the money.
This that we learned above,
it was our Pesach, and you have chametz, and the chametz, but sell it. But you should sell it. Because once Pesach arrives, in the chametz she'ovar olav ha-Pesach, and then it's worth zero. So what did Rabbeinu HaKadosh tell the person to do? He told him, sell it. Sell it to a guy, convert it to cash. Who gives you the right to sell it? Teretz is Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Because according to Rabban, you're not allowed to sell. Come on, one more time. So according to the Tanakhami, you're not allowed to sell. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Meir Moichim Bezim, Ne Hashav Sadeida. Amalei Abayi says, Zavut Ma'alo, that's not so. This halacha, what we learned that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told the person to sell the chametz, goes even like the Rabbanon. V'lavit ma'aloh, omar rabba, babar chana, v'yachnun lo yishanel b'chdei chesroinon. The only time that the Rabbanon said that you should not sell it, let the peros rot, is only when it's going down in a small amount. It's only when the peros, see, the guy comes back in a week, of dried food, whatever it is, so it won't be fresh. So instead of being worth $100, it'll be worth $80. Don't sell it. A person may want his payrolls that are $80, then have cash of $100. You have hana from your payrolls that are, even though they're worth less. But if it's going to go down to zero, everyone agrees, then you're allowed to sell it. We're in this case, it's chametz. And once the 6 hour arrives, it's worth zip. So therefore, everyone agrees in this case, you're allowed to sell it, it should not go down to zero. So therefore, this halach that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told the people, they should sell the chametz in the 5th hour to Nachri, even like the Rabban. Right, good. Now we go to the Mishnah. We learned a simen. It was Erev Pesach, it was a cloud, it's cloudy. Not everyone is a bucky and there's not cloudy. Not everyone knows exactly where the sun is. So you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, toilin, during the 5th hour, you don't eat. And the 6th hour, you burn. So how do you know? No one has clocks, no one has watches, no time of clocks those days. So how do you know? So the Bez, then they make a sim, they put a bread on the itzdaba of Toida. Al-Gav Itzdaba. Now the itzdaba is a bench. Okay, I don't know exactly what it looks like. There's some picture books. I didn't get a chance to look at the picture books exactly the details. But there are these benches which were positioned along the perimeter of the Har Habayis, right, along the edge of the Har Habayis, there were these benches. Now these benches, like bus shelters, there was a place to sit, and then on there was an area on top which sheltered you from the hot sun, from the sun, from the rain. So where did they put these loaves of bread? They put it on the bench. Think of a bus shelter. They put it on the part that you sit down on, or they put it on top of the glass of the roof where that shelters you. I guess they don't think they were so high. Obviously, it wasn't so high. People had to see it. It probably was a lot lower, but they put it on top of the roof. So it says over here, it's machlokes, it's Tanya Tamei Kamei Rabbi Yehuda al Gav. Gav means the bench. The bench of the platform where people would actually sit, that's what was the simon. Wait, Amulei, really? That's not proper. No one sees it. Because it's low down. When you sit down, if no one's going to notice, the whole purpose of these loaves of bread is people should know what time it is. Therefore, he taught al gag, on the roof, the part that shelters you. It's the so now we elaborate. The Harbayis stuff kafel hoy. There was a double bench along the Harbayis. There were two benches along the perimeter. Stuff kafel hoy was a double bench. Rabbi Yehuda Omer istavonis hoy. Istavonis is a plural for stuff. It's tavonis. It's plural. Yud stuff. It's tavonis hoy. Hoy is in the grace. Stav lefnim istav. A bench within a bench.
Like a stadium.
A double or whatever. And okay, it's not really clear.
You have to, it's like this and like this.
Okay, whatever it is. It was a stub. It was a stub of another stub. It was two layers, two different rows of benches, right, along the perimeter of the Harbayis. And that is what's called the stub on the period. We learned stools. Now here we go to a new sugya. Now we come into a sugya of kachos. This is Mamash sugya from Zvachim. We learned over here this, there was they put on the bench or on the roof loaves of bread from a carbon toida that was pasul. What does this exactly mean, pasul? Pasul means lina. Means how long will you allow to carbon toida? Toida is kachshe kalim. But even though it's kachshe kalim, it's a chumrah one day and one night. Kachshe kalim generally eat for 2 days, 2 days and the night in between. And the whole Yerushalayim. Toida is the exception. Even though you can eat toida throughout the entire Yerushalayim, not only in the Azara, you only can eat the toida lechem one day and the following night. What happens when it becomes morning? It becomes pasul belina, and you must burn it. It's called pasul. So here, these loaves of bread with psulois, which means a carbon toida, and how many toida has 40 breads, 30 are matzah, and 2 are and 10 are chametz, 10 are chametz, 30 are matzah and chametz. So it doesn't really make a difference whether it's chametz or matzah. They're psulois. They're pasul belina, and that's what they put on this bench. Now, am I psulois? Why? Who says the koyanim zrizim him? People, you bring a carbon, you don't really want the carbon, it doesn't become lina. It doesn't happen so often. You bring a carbon, you make sure that it doesn't turn become lina. You eat it before the zman is over. So why was it a guarantee every year, Erev Pesach, you'll always find lechem, that's possible lina. You know the answer is? Very interesting psychological thing. There was a mad rush. Because people come, the oil bag, people, they have mem, people, you know, people come, yeah, you go to shul every so often, someone makes a brichas agoyma. Now, could you imagine? You make a brichas agoyma whatever you want. But when you make a brichas agoyma, it means you have to make a carbon toida. And people, generally, time of Chazal, they only went to Yerushalayim 3 times a year. So yeah, it's a very long time from Sukkot to Pesach. So everyone who had to make a brichas agoyma had to make a carbon toida. And now they make Aliyah LeRegel. When do they arrive in the hotel? They arrive the week before Pesach. There's a mad rush because you go, so why don't you wait until Pesach? On Sukkot, there's no rush. Sukkot is on Chol HaMoed. Shavuot, there's no rush. Pesach, it's Chametz. And there are 10 loaves of Chametz. So you can't bring carbon toida on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And you're taking the first flight back the moment Yom Tov is over. So there's a mad rush to Chaparayim to bring your carbon toida as soon as you arrive Pesach. So there's a mad rush. It's inevitable. You're not, there's going to be so many toidas being brought, and they're knocking. It's 40 breads, a lot of breads. It's inevitable. There's going to be some leftover breads on Erev Pesach, and because they didn't bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach either. Why not? Why don't you bring a carbon? You don't say mizvah l'soy Erev Pesach. Why not? Because zman achil is only until you don't candy at night. You candy during the day. It's chametz. So there's no carbon toida Erev Pesach, and there's no carbon toida for 7 days of Pesach. So there's a mad rush on the 13th day, and it's that one's going to be leftovers. Really, when it comes up with you, you're going to have a lina. That's why there's always a guarantee. Netanyim mevinim mitaydu b'chag b'chag amasu b'mnei chomet shabo on chomet. Pshit, of course. Amar avad barahav ha'cha. So that pshit, what's a chiddush? Of course not. Amar avad barahav ha'cha b'yudan laskinon v'kasavar. The chiddush is when it says you don't bring on Pesach, it doesn't mean. It means you don't even bring on Erev Pesach. Even though technically speaking, you can bring Erev Pesach, because you can eat until the fourth hour. Because you don't want to limit the Zman. What happened? The Gan Seveld, everyone that came to Eile Regel, also my sins, and Mead Rosh, and they 13. Luhu, or Mitoch Shem Merubois? Nifsalai Spalina, there was an overflow, he had leftovers, Nifu, that's why, who was the guarantee?
But by 13th day, they had the day of the 13th and the night.
Right, but since there was a Midrash.
There's a lot of people, that's the problem.
There's a lot of people, there's a Midrash, and everyone brought, so there were thousands of Tidrus that were brought on the 13th.
You don't have enough people.
And everyone has 40 breads, and you don't have enough people in Klal Yisrael to eat 40 breads so much, so you're going to have no servite. Now we come to Bianai. He disagrees. He got the Pshat wrong. They were not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Tidus were psulois. They weren't psulois. They were kesherois. In other words, they did. He disagrees with this halacha. They did bring a carbon toida erev Pesach.
They did bring it.
Kesherois are you? Oh, they have a micro like psulois.
Because after the Zman is, it's after the sixth hour.
No, it's not.
No,
it says they put early in the morning. Look what they did. They put two loaves of bread of psulois, which
are
erev Pesach, and you have to eat very quick.
Right, you have to eat very quick before 12 o'clock.
But here's the cash. I didn't explain it correctly. So it says, let's explain. It says you can't argue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says psulos. Oh, right. Now, in the half amina, let's get clear. In the half amina, not the half amina, the first pshat in the Gemara, when it says, what's the taich of psulos? Lina. Oh. Now in the second version of the Gemara, no, it's not Lina. If it's not Lina, so what's wrong with it? It's good. Psulois. Because you did not sacrifice the carbon toida. So the Gemara says, so who's holding you back? In other words, I took the bread and I said, this bread shall be miyuchid has kedusha of my carbon toida. It's going to go together with my animal. I never shechted the animal. So who's holding you back? Zundachid, go bring it. Vinishchait. Sha'avar hazevach. It got lost. The animal ran away. So the Gemara says, so bring another one. What's the big deal? Vinishchait. So the answer is because when you set aside the bread, you made a tanai. This bread must come only together with this animal.
And
the Omar zu toida v'zu lachma. This bread is then this animal. If you set aside the animal on the bread and then the bread gets lost, it's okay. Get new bread. So maybe lachem acher. But of the toida in this situation where you designate that this bread will come with this animal, of the toida, my timer, because the bread is tofel to the animal, and the animal is on top of the bread. Lechem, lechem, glal toida, the ain toida glal lechem. So the Gemara says, okay, so what? So what happened? You set aside the animal and the bread, and the animal got lost. So what's the big deal? So now the animal, so just redeem it. Why is the bread pasul? Pasul means there's no takon, has to be burnt. No, it doesn't. Redeem it. Take the bread and redeem the
animal.
The animal's lost.
Right.
But we have now the bread.
Right.
So the bread, he's saying, is possible. There's no solution for the bread because the bread was part of the animal. Once the animal was gone, the bread is up. Well, there is a solution for the bread. Redeem the bread. So v'nifrkinu, redeem the bread. V'nifkinu l'chulin. So yes. So why can't we can redeem the bread onto money? Redeem the bread onto money, and then you can eat the bread as chulin. So Gemara says el yalom shnishchano. It's a good cash. So I have a solution. No, I have a solution. So back with the start. So why is it possible? El yalom shnishchano leim azevach. You did take a shech the animal. The animal didn't get lost. You shech the animal, but you know what happened? The blood of the animal got lost. The nishbach adam and the blood was spilled on the floor. Never went on the mizbeach. What's the problem? Chaman. So what? So why can't we redeem the bread? The answer is Uchleman Krebi Kureb Diyama Rebbe. Here's the Luchet Shnei Dvarim Hamatirim. Malin Zebeloy Zeh. And this means this is a little tricky. This means as follows. There are two. A matir. What's a matir? Matir means you must do A in order to permit B. When are you allowed to eat? When does the bread become mutar? Mutar, biachila. You need two things. You have to shech the animal, and you have to do zrika. So the bread needs a double matir.
Okay.
It needs the shechita, and it needs the zrika sadam. Shnei matirim telatid. So what happens if you only have one of the two matirim? Shnei dvar matirim malin zebeloy zeh. If you only have one without the other,
the shechita or just...
Well, it's not shach to have the zrika without the shechita.
So, yeah.
But let's say you have just the shechita. You need two steps. Shechita, zrika. But let's say you only have the shechita and you don't have the zrika. It already elevates its malin, already gives kedushas haguf to the bread, to the point where the bread can no longer be redeemed. Now let me explain. It's shayich to redeem kedushas domim, but it's not shayich to redeem kedushas haguf. Once an object has a higher level of kedusha, what we call kedushas haguf, like once you shech the animal, can you redeem the meat?
No.
Impossible. Why?
Guf.
What if you makdish the animal, it only has kedushas domim. Doesn't necessarily, it really does have the guf. But if it gets a mum, then both one posh now. Once you shech the animal, that's kedushas haguf, it's not shaykh to redeem it. Zelbazach when it comes to the lechem. Once you do shechita on the animal, the bread has now been elevated to a status of kedushas haguf.
And you can't be paid it.
Even though, and you can't eat it yet. Why not? Because you need the zrika. But even though you don't have the second matir, the first matir is enough to elevate the lechem into kedushas haguf, where you can't redeem it. So you can't redeem it. The melo, so the bread is pasul. The bread is pasul. It's no lina. It's not lina. Like we learned the first plush, it's not lina. But you can't redeem it.
So this is what happened to this poor
time. Yeah, Ere Pesach.
Took every Pesach.
Yes, that's how you have it every Pesach.
Every Ere Pesach, that's where we learn.
You have to come on to the Yesod of the Gemara, that since there's going to be 7 days where no one's going to bring a carbon taida,
yeah,
and there's a midrash,
so put this happen every year.
It's going to happen when you have a million people. When you have a million, when you have a million people coming to bring a carbon taida in a midrash,
this is what happens.
At least once.
The Mishnah is telling you what's supposed to do Erev Pesach every Erev Pesach,
because this is inevitable. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You have a million people in a mad rush to bring a carbon tide before the time is over.
So once in a year, but not
every air pitcher is going to happen.
Every air pitcher comes to make the people that drink some holy.
There's a mad rush. Yes. Let's go weiter. Kiman can be kurek rebbe.
Shnei dvarim amatir.
Shnei dvarim. When you have shnei dvarim. Our example means shnei dvarim amatir in shchita and zrika. Both of these things are necessary to be matir the lechem ba'achila. Malin zebeloy zeb, but let's say you only have one without the other, meaning you have shechita without the zrika. It's the shechita alone is enough to elevate the bread from domim to guf. And what do we accomplish when it becomes guf? You can't redeem it. Malin zebeloy zeb, the tanyo, here's an example. Kivsiat saretz shvuis zelbazach. On Shavuos, what do you bring? You bring two lambs, and with the shtei halachim. You're not allowed. So the shtei halachim. When do the breads get kedushas aguf? The shtei halachim.
When you
shech the kivosin. Shnei kivos kivsi atzeres in mekachnes halachim. When do the breads, the two loaves of chametz, when does it get kedusha? Ela b'shchita. You need an zrika. Ketzat. Shchatan l'shmon. I go to that. Let's say the shchita l'shmon. L'shem kivyat eretz. The zarkan daman. He did zrika. He did both things. L'shmon kiddush alechem gevaldik. Shchatan shloy l'shmon. The zark daman shloy l'shmon. They're both no good. Both of them are tirin. Like kiddush alechem. Let's say you do one without the other. Shchatan l'shmon. The zark daman shloy l'shmon. Oh, You did a shechita good, but not the zrika. The zrika was no good. One matir. So what's the status of the bread? Kadosh ve'enu kadosh. It has kedusha. B'nogeh what? You can't redeem it. It has kedusha. Can you eat it? Can't eat it. But it has kedusha. Kadosh. It has kedusha that you can no longer redeem it. But ve'enu kadosh, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Allah's Rebbe Shimon Amer, he disagrees entirely. We're not going like him. He holds the element of Kodesh Alechem HaShishchon HaShlushman V'Yizrod Damim Shlushim. You need both. He taka holds it. Does not get Kedusha Sankuv to do both. And the Gemara says, you know what? Guess what? We can even be going, so if we're going like Rebbe, we're going like the Tanakhama, like Rebbe. One without the other is good enough to give the Kedusha Guf. And the words, I feel Tim Rebbe Allah's Rebbe Shimon. Hacha, but my skin is going to Niskabel Hadam Bekois. We have another solution. Where the Shechita was done on the carbon toida. And the Zuri and the Kabbalah was done in the Kais. It was not Nishpach. The Dam, the Shechita was done. And the Kabbalah. No Zrika. No Zrika. Kabbalah. Oh, you had a Kabbalah. So, and according to Rabbi Elazar, you need both. You talk to have both here. Why do you have both here? Because Kolo Oy made Lizraik. Kizaradami. Since already it's in the Kais.
Toida. Which we didn't bring here.
It doesn't matter. That's why it's called Psulois. It's Psulois because you can't eat the bread because you never had a real Zurika. But the bread has Kedushas Haguf and you can't redeem it because you had the Tumatirin. What are the Tumatirin? The Shechita and the Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah is Ki'ilu. There was a Zrika
B'nogeya.
Of the Toida.
Well, we didn't bring the Toida.
Eric knows this Tana holds. This Tana holds you can bring a Toida or Pesach. This Tana holds you can. Hachamai Eskina going to Skabal Hadam Bekois. The Nishbach. Rebbe Lozer B'Shem Zolok Avua. The Omar, no, that's Lina, that's Psulis Belina. That's the first answer. We want a case Psulis Nabalina. The Omar call, I'm Elizra Kazar Dami. Okay, I'll stop here.